All right, Hop, before I get back to the phone, so I posed the question before. I kind of know which way I'm leaning, but the Jets here, hey, I'm not a halfway in guy. You know that. Good or bad, I'm all in. You know, I'm going to give you my heart and soul on the air, coaching the kids. I'm all in. I don't do anything half-ass, especially with my teams. It's things that matter to me. So, but after last year, you know, Rodgers' age, this being the Jets, if you were me, how would you attack this season mentally?
All right, I know what I would do, but for you,
for
BT, for Brandon Tierney, one of the biggest, maybe the biggest Jets fan there is. I know Joe Beningo's up there, but I think Brandon Tierney's up there as well. You're all in. You're committed. This is a championship year, and you're backing your guys, and you're locked in, and you're looking for Super Bowl or bust.
I totally agree. I thought about this. I'm like, well, maybe you try a new approach. You kind of lay in the way. I can't. I don't know how. Jets are going to win 12 or 13 games. I believe it. I fully expect them to win 12 or 13, and I expect them to win the division. That's actually what I expect. I expect a home playoff game, and I expect the Jets to have a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I'm going to say it all year until it doesn't happen. Like that, I don't know how else to do it. And it's not now they're even with the unkillable stuff. I mean, it was rooted in hope and defiance. But I mean, the stuff that was coming out of my mouth, I don't even know what I was saying half the time. But did I mean what I said? I did. I definitely did. Like, I wasn't going to tap out. Like, I just couldn't do it. But I knew, like, intellectually, all right, everything just changed. Can you string together a wild card? We're going to go down swinging. I'm not a loser Jet fan that thinks I'm always going to lose. I can't be that. And I meant it, but I knew things were altered. There is no reason why the Jets can't get to the Super Bowl. That's it.
Well,
except maybe the head coach.
I'm about to say that. Like, take it from me, someone who last year, I've been a doubter of this team the past couple of years, and I think it's because of the head coach. How are fans, like, for me, myself, who's always been the pessimist with this Jets team, who knows that they can't get out of their own way, how am I supposed to approach it? Because I really don't want to go down that route of last year where, hey, we're going to be all in and within eight plays or two, four
but
plays.
Here's the difference, Hoff, and this is the difference, like, between me and you with them. You're a Jets fan. There's levels of fandom. Like, I feel like you're more in on the Mets than you are on the Jets. Like,
Mets are my baby.
That's what I'm saying. So, to me, like, the heartbreak for you as a Jets fan versus the heartbreak for me as a Jets fan, it's different. I'm not trying to make it seem, I'm definitely not saying I'm better, but it hurts me more.
Well, because I'll tell you why. Because as a Yankee fan, like, and this has nothing to do with Yankees versus Mets or whatever it is. Uh-huh. It's just legitimately, you've won with the Yankees. You have that feeling. So if the Yankees win, great. If they don't win, I'm not really focused on that because the Jets are the one team that you have, and the Knicks obviously too, but the Jets are the one team that you've ridden and died with, and they haven't won anything. My teams don't win anything. So I don't want to get hurt any more than I already have.
Yeah.
So I'll just let the Jets just keep on Jetson, and I'll just stick with the Mets' heartbreak. Just
chugging away. I think that's a pretty fair characterization when you incorporate the Yankees. The difference, and it was like that for a while, but the hunger's back. It's been so long, and Judge is in his prime, and you got Soto. Like, it's not quite Jet Nick level. It just can't get there because they've won, as you said. But it's I'm hungry with them, too. It's time to eat. It's time to start eating around here, man. 888-808. Johnny's get to the Final Four. Let's go. 888-808-1019. BT and South. So the question's for you. You're a Jets fan, all right? I mean, do you stick your toe in the water and say, yeah, let me see what it's like? Or do you just plunge in like the slobs that we are, doing a belly flop, getting wet, and probably getting hurt? BT and South on the Fan.